Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
First, I drop my headphones. Then I can't find the right way to put them on.
Yeah, that was a struggle. It was interesting. A lot of fun to watch, though.
That was a struggle. I'm going to get it. I'm going to figure it out. I've only been doing this 17 years. I'll get it at some point. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. Our numero dos starts now. It's Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the show, 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE. That is the number to text the radio broadcast. That is also the number to call the radio broadcast, should you elect to get involved with the show. We'd love to have you. I got it. I'm good.
I think the last hour and almost 2 minutes here has to be some sort of record with the amount of things you've dropped today.
I'm struggling, dude. Like, I got nothing. I got nothing. And I don't know what is happening.
You know what you need? You need, like, some NFL or college receiver gloves. If you have those, maybe you don't drop things as much.
Nah. I mean, I've seen a lot of dudes in football that wear the gloves and still can't catch. I mean, some of us are just defensive players.
Have you ever used stick 'em before?
No, I didn't cheat.
Okay. Well, I mean, it depends on the sport. Stick 'em is allowed in pole vaulting. Because it helps you hold on to the pole.
This may shock you. There's been no point in my life where I've thought, there's a bar 17 feet in the air, I should figure out how to get over it. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, me either. I only cleared 10 feet. But still, I mean, I'm saying it's legal in that sport, and it's probably legal in radio. We could get you some stick-em, spray it on right before we go.
Or I could just quit goofing off. But
yeah, that's the reason.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't take my medication this morning, and the brain's just kind of spinning circles in the noggin right now.
You didn't take your nervous pills.
I didn't take my twitchy pills this morning, and the noggin is just kind of spinning right now. I'm trying to keep it together over here.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make light of your ailment.
I was very late this morning. I had a oopsie, I fell back asleep moment this morning, which, yeah, about once a month that'll happen. The alarm will go off. I'll wake up. I'll hit the 5 more minutes button. And then turns out, no, I didn't. Turns out I hit the, I'm staying in bed button. And I did that this morning. I hit the, instead of the 5 more minutes, just 5 more minutes button, I hit the, nah, I'm sleeping till noon button. Fortunately, the puppy decided a few minutes later, that she was ready to be awake, and she ended up waking me up. The wife looked at me, and she goes, "You screwed up." And I went, "Yep, sure did. That's on me. Gotta go. Bye, babe. Love you." Not a great AM, so ran out of the house, sans the ADHD medication, and it is just like, come on, man. Come on. Stop fidgeting. Stop spinning your pen in circles. Stop flipping stuff over. We got this.
This is where I could take advantage of the situation and make it worse, or I could help you stay focused. I haven't decided which way I'm going yet.
It's like a good teammate. Lonzo's trying to decide if he wants to make the show worse or not, which is appreciated.
I'm not quite sure which one makes the show worse, though. I mean, you know.
I think we all know. All right. It is 7:04 in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. You have less than an hour before you've got to get your bootay over to work. And when you do, you know it's only a short matter of time before you are going to start talking sports with your coworkers. And if you got to do that, you got to know what's going on. No worries. I got you. We do this. It is indeed the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers this AM. Once you do, this is what you will be talking about. Let's dive right in with item number one. Okay. I 14 hits. 14 hits for the Braves. So they can do it. They can. It can be done. 14 hits for the Braves last night in a 6-3 win over the Colorado Rockies.
What is anti-panic?
Oh, no. Let's be clear. This is not enthusiasm.
This is not the opposite of panic?
No.
Because it sounds like the opposite.
No.
It almost, I know this is going to sound weird, it almost sounds like enthusiasm.
It's not. Okay? Let's be real clear. Enthusiasm will be stringing a bunch of these together. And
optimism?
No, not yet. Not yet. They are still two games below 500. Okay? Now, the march back to 500 is arduous. It's going to be a slog, but they're slogging. The Braves, with a win last night, they win two out of the three on the road at Arizona. I said, as a matter of fact, yesterday, had lunch with a buddy of mine who is a Braves fan, and I said to him yesterday, anything but a sweep of the Rockies is unacceptable. This baseball team's awful. This baseball team, the Colorado Rockies, are now a combined 4-24. Lonzo, if I was a Rockies fan, I'd be apoplectic. If I was a Rockies fan, I'm pretty sure I would quit sports talk radio. Because I don't, or I'd get fired from it. Because I don't know if I was a Rockies fan, how I wouldn't start, continue, and finish every show with the Rockies, the ownership, the fans, this team. Like that would be tough. So anything but a sweep of Colorado, who is 4-24, would be unacceptable. They started the march toward the three-game sweep with a 6-3 win last night. Colorado jumped out 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning, but those would end up being the only three runs that Bryce Elder surrendered, taking his first win of the year. Six innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 home runs, 4 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Nobody else would give up a run either. Raisel Iglesias would earn the save with 1 inning, 1 hit, no earned runs, and a K in the bottom of the ninth. Good win. 14 hits. Verdugo had a couple. Murphy had a couple. Eli White had a couple. Nick Allen had 3 hits in this game. And again, we're kind of getting to the point in the season where guys are going to be picking up weird little injuries here and there, weird little scuffs here and there, going to need some time. You're going to have to start relying on deeper bench players to step in and give you games. Yesterday, the Braves did. These are the important games. Get back to 500 was the goal of one Abe Gordon from 92.9, the game in Atlanta when we had him on Friday. If the Braves sweep this series and go 3-0 in Colorado, they will be a 500 ball club, which I don't want to celebrate, but compared to the start of the season, you opened it up 0-7. Getting back to 500 would be impressive. The Braves, as it stands right now, and I do think this needs to be talked about, have jumped all the way up to third in the NL East. They are no longer the cellar dwellers of the division. Here's what's more interesting. with two games to play against the Rockies, assuming that they are both dubs. If Philly drops one of their next two, the Braves could end up being a single game off of second place in the division. They are two games even back of the Philadelphia Phillies. They are 6.5 games back of the Mets. But the Mets right now are getting pitching that nobody saw coming. And if you have a quality to your team that nobody saw coming, ordinarily they're going to come back to the average. At some point, regression to the mean kicks in. I think as good of a start to the season or as bad of a start to the season as the Atlanta Braves had, I think the Mets are the mirror image. They've had a way better than they should be start to the season to reach 20-9. The Mets right now have more wins than any other ball club in Major League Baseball. That includes the Giants and the Dodgers. So they'll come back to the average. The Braves are coming up to the average. It is not optimism. It is not enthusiasm. It is not excitement. You know what it is? Just not hatred. That's it. It's not rage. It's not that I'm sitting here going, yay!
It's not complacency either, because not having hate or rage is you're kind of complacent, right? And there's I'm just saying there are hints of a little bit of positive emotion coming from that side over there.
If you rage every day, if you know that guy that just you know that guy that's mad every day, you know that guy. It's clearly not me. I'm a very happy, positive, glowing
individual.
Are
you sure? Mr. Heel shirt? Are you positive?
I am just the epitome of sunshine and rainbows personified. Okay? You know that guy that's just mad. He's just mad. That's just his personality trait. His personality trait is mad. So, you know that guy that's just mad at the world every day, and then there's that day that he comes in. And by no standards is he suddenly happy, happy, joy, joy. He's just not a raging piece of feces one day. He's just not angry. He just comes in and he's like, yeah, hey, what's up? How are you? And you're like, is that his version of happy? Right? Like, is this his version of happy? Is this his version of normal? That's where I am right now. It's not that I am happy, optimistic, enthusiastic, none of that. I just am not raging against this baseball team. Braves back to third in the NL East. Let's get to item number two. Couple of games in the NHL last night. The Panthers go over the Lightning 4-2 to take a 3-1 series lead in the Sunshine State Showdown. For the Panthers last night, they got a goal out of Anton Lundell. They got a goal out of Carter Verhaeghe, a goal out of Aaron Ekblad, and a goal out of Seth Jones. Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 18 of the 20 shots against him. As Florida, behind Brad, try to go find themselves another Stanley Cup. The Rats were out last night. Speaking of 6-2, the Stars absolutely destroy the Avalanche last night. It was 2-0 after one. It was 5-2 after two. And then there was an empty netter for Dallas, who just kind of parked the bus and locked down to play solid defense down the stretch. You got a pair of goals out of Wyatt Johnston and four other scorers elsewhere. We'll jump to item number three. Two NBA games last night. The Miami Heat, they had a we should disband the franchise performance last night. They get punked by Cleveland 138-83. 22 for Spida Donovan Mitchell, 19 for DeAndre Hunter off the bench, 18 for Ty Jerome, 17 for Evan Mobley in the starting big man role for Cleveland. This team looks dangerous. This Cleveland team looks like it ain't no joke at this point. By the way, Lonzo, I don't know if you watched any of this game last night. I am a all-black uniform fan. I am a simplified logo fan. I do not like Cleveland's black logo with just the red C on the chest. I don't know. I don't really have a reason why. I just don't like the look of it. The black with like red Cleveland or red CLE or like something more to it. But the black with just the red C on the chest, not my favorite look. That's all I have for that. 109-106, the Warriors knock off the Rockets. They now have the Rockets in danger of the gentleman's sweep.
Wait, what's wrong with that? I mean, I'm looking at it. It looks all right.
I literally said I don't know why I don't like it. I just don't.
Yeah.
It's my least favorite playoff uniform.
It makes the C stand out, which is kind of the point, I suppose.
No, I'll tell you why. I am not a fan of uniforms that don't have contrast. And to have a dark red C on a dark black jersey, like the contrast isn't there. It doesn't stand out to me. I don't know. I don't really have a take on it. I just don't like it. And I'm pulling for Cleveland. I like Cleveland. I like this team. I like Donovan Mitchell. I think Donovan Mitchell deserves to be inside of the best players in the league conversation. I think he deserves an opportunity to be mentioned because I think Spida is one of the best players in the league. I got a soft spot for the land. I just hate those jerseys. I don't have an explanation. 109-106, Golden State knocks off Houston. The Rockets now have their backs against elimination. The Dubs last night got 27 out of playoff Jimmy, 26 out of Brandon Podzimski. They got 17 out of Steph Curry, who did not have a night. 6 of 13, 2 of 8 from behind the arc. Had 3 boards and just 3 assists in this game. Here's what I...
Who's that Brandon guy you mentioned? Who's that guy?
The young man out of Santa Clara College, 6'4", 205. He's obviously the next Steph Curry. Obviously. No, here's the thing about this Golden State team last night. They got Jimmy Butler back. Jimmy Butler was playoff Jimmy back. And by the way, thanks to Dylan Brooks for bringing out emo Jimmy. Don't waste your time on me. I just scored another. Okay, I'm not going to do that. He brought out Emo Jimmy, and I was here for it. And in bringing out Emo Jimmy, which Dylan Brooks, in retrospect, shouldn't have done, and bringing out playoff Jimmy, Emo Jimmy, fallout Jimmy Butler, the Warriors were able to win despite the fact that they did not get a night out of Steph Curry. Right? If you are playing the Golden State Warriors, and I'm talking in the regular season, in the playoffs, whatever, if you are lined up across from Golden State, your best bet is Steph Curry not to have a night. If Steph Curry does not have a night, you give yourself a chance. If Steph Curry does not have a night, you give yourself an opportunity. Steph Curry did not have a night last night. Houston needed to be able to win that game. But because Dylan Brooks got Jimmy Butler all hot and bothered, Jimmy B went off for 27 and made up for what Steph couldn't do. And because he went off for what Steph couldn't do, Houston lost this game and, in my opinion, lost the series. Which is fine for me because I got a ticket out 3.5-1 for Golden State to win this series in the opening tip, which I took the minute Jimmy Butler showed up. All right, could take a break, come back here in a minute. It was touched upon yesterday. There's a conversation happening right now on the internet about the physical prowess of us normal, average, everyday dudes out here in Sportslandia. And I feel compelled to address it. I feel that we need to have a conversation, America, men of America. We need to chat because some of y'all overestimate yourselves a lot. And we're going to talk about that next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay, it's a sports show. We're going to talk sports, but it's an all the things show too. We like to have fun here.
By the way, this is competition. I don't know why you need to justify. It's definitely competition, and it's definitely a sports question. But Mr. Science has already poo-pooed it and going to try to poo-poo it even further.
Mr. Science. I don't think there's any...
You're about as qualified as your heroes that are on TV.
I guess there's some science here. Buddy, if you don't think I'm taking an astrophysicist advice over guy on the street. So, a handful of days ago, some dude put up a tweet that went... viral.
Just some rando.
It was just some dude. Just some dude put up a tweet that went viral. And the tweet was asking a question of, I mean, let's be real here, the dudes on the internet. Okay? And the question was, could 100 average dudes defeat one silverback gorilla in combat? And this conversation has not just been raging on the internet for a couple of days. This conversation has taken over. It's everywhere. This was brought up on no less than three different podcasts that I heard yesterday.
Are you offended? Are you surprised? I mean, it's a cool question, I think.
Offended? No, I am not. It is a fun question. However, I think it brings up the fact, I think we have a problem in this country, and that problem is average dudes who think they are way more than they actually are.
All right, so what is an average guy? I mean, to Rob Brown, I mean, I can look up what... you know, what the internet says an average guy is. What's an average guy's height, weight?
No, you're strength? you're taking the word very literally here.
Because you're the one who said it,
right?
And it comes to these kind of discussions, you want to get into the tail of the tape, and I'm curious.
You are taking the word average to mean a 100 men of the average height and weight. I'm just talking about dudes, you know, dudes that are not hitting the gym every day. We're not out there doing sports every day.
You know,
we're just dudes living our lives.
I was just thinking about this morning. I was watching SportsCenter, and they're showing a couple baseball games. And guys who go to baseball games basically all look the same, especially the younger guys. A little bit stocky, probably 5'8 to 5'9, caps on backwards. There's a stereotype to baseball guy. And so I'm wondering if that's your average guy. When you think of average guy, do you think of guy in baseball stadium?
I mean, I think sure.
I mean, you can't look around here because ain't nobody average around here.
But here's the thing. Average dude. Stone Man's an average dude.
No, he's not.
Stone Man's an average.
He is not.
Just stop.
And I'm not being mean.
No, I know you're not. You're taking average as set of numbers. Height, weight, arm length, whatever.
That's what an average is. It takes the tallest and the shortest.
I understand. I am using the word average not in terms of tail of the tape.
Oh, you mean not spectacular.
Just
normal. Average as in normal guy.
Yes, just okay. Normal dudes.
Why not say normal? When you say average, it takes it to a different...
Because I think the term the average guy is a pretty accepted phrase. But normal dudes.
Maybe
dudes
I'm just trying to come from your perspective to try to understand where you're going.
Here's where I'm going. No, you couldn't. Okay? No, you couldn't. You and 100 average dudes, you and 99 average dudes cannot take down a gorilla.
All right?
So you can't do it.
They have changed the question and it bothers you because now they've taken the average out of it and they're starting to put in... monstrous human beings in their 100.
Here's the thing. Let's be
clear. One of which was trending, which was Brock Lesnar.
I don't think 100 Brock Lesnars could take down a silverback gorilla. That's kind of the point of all of this is the conversation. There are two separate conversations going now. Conversation number one is... Could 100 average dudes, right? Just average dudes. Go down to the bar, go down to the ball game, go walk around downtown, take the first 100 dudes you see, unleash them in a zoo with a out of containment silverback gorilla and say, anybody still alive at the end of this competition gets $1 million if y'all can get this silverback gorilla subdued and back in its cage. You can't. All right. And I saw yesterday when this got brought up on Twitter trending topics, a friend of the show, Joey B, popped in and he's like, well, you could do it. You'd have to use swarm tactics. Look, there's only so much surface area to a gorilla. All right. There's not enough room for 100 dudes to get hands on a gorilla. And there's not enough surface area.
It's sheer impact and weight on top. If you can get 100 guys on top of however many you can get in that small space, which might be like 20, 25 maybe on top of him. And while the ones underneath are going to take some pain, if they can get some blows in, I mean, it's life or death. So you're trying to kill the adversary. So, and hand to hand, I don't know how you would do that against a gorilla. Maybe eyeballs would be the first place to go, I would think. Because blind raging gorilla, at least you may have a better shot.
Okay, let me stop where we are now because that's the strategy I've seen employed. A gorilla, the average silverback gorilla weighs about 425 pounds. Let's say 400. All right, let's say a slightly below, just for the sake of easy numbers. A gorilla can also lift up to 12 times its body weight. Yes, I did the research yesterday. 12 times its body weight. Not bad at math, but 400 pounds 12 times over is a lot of people. It's about 4,800 pounds of people. That is 24 200-pound men.
All right.
24.
Conversations like this make me wonder how you get invited to parties. Because you take all the fun out of it. I mean, can't your science-y mind just go, well, that's kind of cool. I'd like to see that. And now, I mean, there are people are putting up cartoons and videos and all kinds of stuff.
And I'll tell
you why. And they're having fun, and you're just wanting to kill it.
And I will tell you why. The reason why is because, yes, this conversation should be fun. It should be dudes standing around.
Then why are you trying to make
it the opposite? I'm trying to explain it. A bunch of dudes standing around going, well, if we had to fight a silverback gorilla, here's how we do it. Fun. okay? The problem is I have come to the recognition, realization, and conclusion that there's a bunch of dudes out there that, honest to God, feel like they could outbox a silverback gorilla. I don't know if y'all know this. When silverback gorillas are in the wild, do you know what they do? They fight other gorillas.
Yeah, well, and so you are surprised by the self-conceit, I guess, of other guys? And you've been in bars with people, and there are a bunch of country songs written about being 10 feet tall and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just being a guy.
The problem I have with it is not the being a guy angle, because you have been. I got a call a couple of days ago from a couple of dudes who do a baseball podcast here in town. And they said, hey, we got this new segment idea where instead of having our guests come in and sit down and do an interview, what we want to do is go out to a ballpark and we want to play. One of us is a former high school pitcher. He's going to throw at you, right? You're going to stand in the box and you're going to take cuts and try to hit him. But we're going to do the interview while we do that. We're going to go out. We're going to go play catch, have a catch out in the outfield. But we're going to interview you while we're doing that as this new thing. And I thought that's a really, really cool idea. So I'm talking to the guy and I'm like, what do you throw? And he's like, well, I was touching like 89, 90 when I was in high school. I'm throwing about 81, 82 here. And in my head, I went, I can hit that. The problem is I couldn't hit that in high school. When I was playing baseball, I couldn't hit 90.
Yeah, but your scientific mind has developed, and now your understanding of physics as you've gotten older will help you be able to hit that ball now.
I understand the science behind make ball spin this way, and this is why a breaking ball breaks, okay? This is why it breaks. That doesn't mean you can hit it. Do I understand the right way to take down a silverback gorilla? Really? Yes. Put 100 dudes on top of it and just pin him down. But here's the thing.
No fun.
Number one, you got to get close enough to him to get hands on. Number two, I don't know if you know this, gorillas are fast as hell. All he's got to do is just start train wrecking in circles. And who's laying and keeping hands to just get him down in the first place? Some of y'all got way too much confidence in yourselves, completely unjustified.
There will be some sacrifices. There are in every battle.
Yeah, 100 of them. There will be 100 dead people at the end of this fight.
Wow. What, it's like 40 hit, and then you're just no fun anymore.
Have you ever seen a gorilla's teeth? Their fangs are that big. He's allowed to bite. This isn't like... All right, we agree with the gorilla that it's only punches, right? No, it's a gorilla.
Well, the humans can bite also.
No, you 100. I don't know if you know this. We don't have 6-inch long fangs. You're not piercing a gorilla with your tiny little embarrassing chompers.
This thing is
evolved to rip flesh from bone. You are evolved to be flesh.
Who's the guy who sharpened his teeth, you know?
Is that the average dude? No.
It isn't Gray. No. It isn't Gray Court.
Well, I can't help you with that. Maybe in Gray Court, 100 of y'all could take down a gorilla. But no, America, you 100 of whoever you think showing up are not taking down a gorilla. And some of you unjustifiably confident fellas need to chill TF out. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show when the Fan Up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Upstate. So a couple of weeks ago, we brought up the fact that we're starting to see not just celebrities. We're starting to see athletes, former athletes, etc., get more active in college athletics. We had the story a couple of days ago about Max Crosby, the defensive end for the Las Vegas Raiders, who has become the general manager of the football team at Western Michigan or Eastern Michigan? Directional Michigan. He became the GM.
It's someplace in Michigan. Yeah.
He became the GM at Directional Michigan University.
I can call a guy. You want me to?
No, we're good.
I think I still have his number.
Directional Michigan University. Now, Max Crosby is an active National Football League player. Not just an active National Football League player. He is an active Pro Bowl caliber National Football League player. And I said, when that deal happened.
Eastern, by the way.
Eastern Michigan. I said when that deal happened, do not be shocked when you start to see more and more names, athletes, celebrities asked to and willingly get involved with running collegiate athletic departments or teams as their general manager. It is going to be something that is going to become routine, common. And that is because the job of the GM is not just to run the franchise, or in this case, the program. It is talent evaluation, which who's going to be more adept at evaluating talent than a guy who is either in or was in the game. And there's another aspect, which is it's college sports, raising money. It's getting people involved in the booster club. It's getting people involved in the NIL collective for however much longer NIL collectives exist. Because once the house settlement is finished up in about a week from now, week and a half from now, assuming it is, it may still go to trial, in which case the NCAA is going to have its backside handed to him. The GM's job is to raise money for the booster for the collective. And as we talked about that day, it might be one thing if you get a phone call that says, hey, noted and valuable alumni of Directional Michigan University, this is Jimmy. I'm the chairman. I'm the GM. I own Jimmy's Used Cars here in Directional Michigan. And I would be very appreciative if you would send a check for $5,000 to Directional Michigan University so that we can put it in our NIL fund and get some more players. And you might go, yeah, all right, Jimmy. It's another thing if you answer the phone and it's, this is Max Crosby, give me money, which I assume is how he talks to people. I'm much more likely at that point to give money, right? I mean, that's just the way America works. So, there is a new celebrity slash former athlete general manager that has just stepped into a role. Sacramento State basketball. Why are you bringing up Sacramento State basketball, Rob? Very simple. Because the smaller schools, like a Sacramento State, they are the ones who do the experiments. And once the experiments happen at the lower level, if they work, they are adopted at the upper level. And if they fail, no harm, no foul, we move on to the next one. Sacramento State has just signed a new general manager for their basketball program. He is the one, the only, the big cactus, the big Aristotle, the big diesel, Shaquille O'Neal has just signed on to be the new GM for Sacramento State. Now, this is very interesting because he has signed on to be the new GM for Sacramento State, but he has done so as an unpaid voluntary position. He will step in to work with new head coach Mike Bibby, who has taken over in the role. So they are heavy leaning into, we have not just former NBA players involved in the program, but we have very good NBA players. Guys who didn't just make it to the league, but thrived in the league. Mike Bibby was one of my favorite players to watch play back in the day. Shaquille O'Neal was one of my favorite players to watch play back in the day. Two guys that went on to have wildly successful careers in the NBA are now running the program both as GM and head coach. Now, Shaq joined on because his son, Shakir, plays for Mike Bibby at Sacramento State, but he is not even the first NBA guy to join this role. Davidson last month announced that they have a new assistant GM. And Lonzo, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit embarrassed because this flew under the radar for me. I did not know this. I didn't see it. I didn't catch it. Davidson has a new assistant general manager, Steph Curry. Oklahoma has a new assistant general manager for basketball, Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. And it's not just basketball that is doing it. This one we did talk about a couple of weeks ago because this one is kind of one that put this whole development mentality, whatever you want to call it, on the radar. Stanford football has a new general manager. It is Andrew Luck, the former NFL quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. This is going to be common. In fact, I wouldn't even say it is going to be common. I think with some of the names that we just mentioned that include active players, Hall of Fame players, players from different sports in the different respective sports at the colleges, I don't think grabbing elite celebrity caliber players to be general manager will be common. I think we can go ahead and say it's common now. Like, this is the methodology.
Have you been asked to GM your alma mater yet?
I have not. Dear University of West Florida Argonauts, if you need somebody to come in and GM for you, I gotcha. Now, I work in radio, so I cannot do it on an unpaid voluntary status. As Lonzo can tell you, if I'm taking on job number 39, daddy needs that paper. But I would be willing to have the contract negotiations with you, University of West Florida Argonauts. I don't have a problem with it. This isn't me bringing this up because I have any sort of issue with it. I really don't. I get it. It's advertising, right? It's advertising. What I am actually very curious about is how much of a say, if any, does Steph Curry have at Davidson? Does Trae Young have at Oklahoma? Does Shaquille O'Neal have at Sacramento State? And number two, for the ones who are taking this as a sincere job, right? Like Shaq's doing it to help out his kid who's playing his basketball there. at Sacramento State. I get it. But for the ones who are taking this role on.
Is he getting the same kind of heat that Deion Sanders did for.
If I'd asked you 10 seconds ago, what's Shaq's kid's name? You couldn't have told me. And by you, I mean the royal you. I mean most of you. I mean probably any of you.
He has more than one, I believe.
He does. If I would have said the one that's playing at Sacramento State, what's his name? I assume the overwhelming majority of you would have had to say, I got no clue. You'd have gotten close because you'd have guessed Shaq.
Right.
And you'd have been close.
Right.
But for the ones who are doing this in a celebrity role, right? And Shaq, I don't know if he's going to be in that role. Trae Young, while he continues to play NBA basketball. Steph Curry, as he continues to be the second most visible player in the National Basketball Association. I don't know how much sway or how much importance they are going to have in this conversation. I don't know how much they are going to actually do versus just be glorified fundraisers. There are some that are genuinely getting involved. Andrew Luck at Stanford has been genuinely involved. He is making actual sports decisions. He is doing press conferences. He is announcing news from within the program.
He's also not an active player, and I don't know that he has a
job.
So, yeah.
Correct. So it is obviously.
I mean, if he handled his money right, he doesn't need to work anymore. So, but still.
So with a guy like that, it's like, okay, he's clearly here to make a difference. Like, he's clearly here to run the program. Guys like Trae Young, guys like Steph Curry, I don't know how active, how hands-on they will be in terms of running the program, in terms of making decisions, in terms of being invested and involved. I don't know. What I am curious is, are we going to see that pick up any? And if so, how much power are schools going to hand effectively celebrity general managers? Guys like an Andrew Luck, clearly they're saying, hey, you're a football guy. You're a football dude. So come in and help us make football decisions. Shaq is very clearly a basketball guy. He's also very clearly a very busy guy. He's got Inside the NBA on TNT for another couple of weeks. I believe he is going to, along with the rest of that crew, get picked up somewhere, right? But he's a busy guy. He's got that. He's got his DJing going on where he's playing concerts at clubs. He got kids that he's trying to take care of. He's got a family, yada, yada, yada. Is he going to be actively and actually involved with Sacramento State University basketball? Or does Shaq just pick up the phone every now and then, call the donor list and go,
hey, Shaquille O'Neal, can I get $2,000 to put into the NIL fund, please?
And just make the phone. I mean, I don't know. I'm intrigued to see if the smaller schools that are doing this, Stanford, Davidson, Sacramento State, etc. I'm interested to see if this works. I don't know where to go find the financials of Sacramento State University. But if we get to the end of this offseason and we come into next year and we go look those up and we see that Sacramento State has increased their donations number by 50, 75, 100, 150%, and we can attribute that directly to Shaquille O'Neal, don't be shocked if we start to see power programs, SEC, Big Ten, ACC programs, that start bringing in celebrity and former athletes to serve as general managers, because let's be real, why wouldn't you? Now, I don't know how much it's going to matter, because you can just have a celebrity GM, name them assistant general manager, have an actual general manager that is in charge of working with the coach for roster construction, that is in charge of working hands-on with the collective to make sure they got everything they need, and you can just let Shaq make the,
hey, Shaquille O'Neal, and I need $5,000.
Phone call, and get that money. But it's just this is nothing more than a, hey man, college football is changing. Get off my lawn.
I know we have short time here, but I'm just curious, would a celebrity asking you for money make you give up your money quicker than just an average person?
The answer to that is, whether you like it or not, the answer is yes, because let's be real, celebrity endorsements are everywhere. That's not for nothing.
I'm talking about a personal phone call.
Personal phone call for me, I guess it would depend, right? Like, I don't know.
So if someone, some random person calls you and asks you to donate to your college of choice, but then Shaq calls, suddenly you're like, do you feel obligated because Shaq took the time to call you?
I probably don't care that much.
I'm just wondering how they really influence getting money. Are you getting little bits of here and there, or are you getting big name donors because they're now helping?
I am probably the most famous alum from the University of West Florida.
I don't know. Didn't you check the
way? No, that's not true. Roy Jones Jr. went to UWF. I just forgot about that.
We'll say.
Okay, so me and Roy Jones Jr. are the two most famous alum of the University of West Florida. If UWF, who regularly does reach out to me asking for donations, and I've made a few, all right, I can't do it every semester, but I've made a few to the football, the basketball program. I like, see, they won a national championship their first year. I'll give a little cashola to see the Nautiloid represented nationally for sure.
See, my alma mater, Otterbein, would be Tackleberry from Police Academy. If he calls me, or one of the Creed brothers from WWE.
I mean, that's pretty good. Like, if I get a phone call from the president of the university going, hey, can I get another $500? I'd be like, I've kind of given you a lot, and I work in radio, so probably not. But if I get a call from, hey, it's Roy Jones Jr., can you spot the UW fitty? I'd be like, yeah, whatever you say, Roy. I got you, dog. No worries, right? Like, that's how celebrity endorsements work. So yeah, I'm intrigued to see.
You can't really use that because you kind of worked with four.
That's also true. Jones if Roy Jr. calls me, I'm going to be like, sup, bro? Been a minute. How you been, bud? Yeah. How you been, dog? Miss you, bro. When we hanging out, Roy, RJJ, greatest pound for pounder of all time. Now I'm just looking through the famous alumni of UWF. Should I add myself on the Wikipedia?
Why wouldn't you? No, you should. You absolutely should. Why not?
The Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate. Sports Flash!
You have won awards, so why not?
I'm doing it. Next break.
The Atlanta Braves started a three-game set against the Rockies with a 6-3 win last night. Bryce Elder secured the win with a six-inning, five-hit, three-run night with four Ks, while the Braves tagged Colorado starter Ryan Feltner for 10 of the 14 hits. Two Stanley Cup playoff games last night. The Panthers knocked off the Lightning 4-2 to earn a 3-game-to-1 lead over Tampa, and the Stars lead the Avalanche 3-2 after a 6-2 blitz of Colorado. It is confirmed that Damian Lillard will miss the rest of the NBA playoffs with a torn Achilles heel, according to the Milwaukee Bucks. Lillard suffered the injury during a 129-103 loss to Indiana in Game 4 while trying to keep a rebound alive. Hour number 3 of the Rob Brown Show is next, right here on The Fan, Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.